Welcome to Let's Talk in English. Do you want to improve your English? Well, you came to the right place. My name is Anna, and I'm here to help you. The topic for today is nature. The title of our lesson is Sea Animals. Sea Animals. Peter, do you like eating seafood?
Seafood? I love seafood. I think shrimp is my favorite. Hi, friends. I am so glad you joined us today. My name is Peter, so let's get started.
Well, friends, if you like sea animals or eating seafood, you will love today's lesson. A good way to start is by reading. So here we are with today's Read It. You can follow along with Peter right now.
Alex is hungry. He can eat lunch at Charlie's fish house. They don't have fish tanks, but they do have great seafood. They have shrimp, salmon, and lobster. Abby can order a lobster salad for lunch. That is today's lunch special. Rob likes Charlie's fish house too.They have all-you-can-eat crab legs on Friday nights.
Alex is hungry? All he can think about is food.
Well, sure. I think about food all the time. Right now, I am thinking about a big, juicy cheeseburger. Oh, no. A nice, big pizza.
Maybe it's a boy thing. I mean, I like to eat, but...I don't think about food all the time. Well, friends, it's time for Keywords with Christina. Here we go.
Alex 肚子饿了，他今天想吃海鲜。他们去的海鲜餐厅不像台湾，台湾的海鲜餐厅通常都会有一个大鱼缸，鱼缸就是 a fish tank. Tank 通常指的是一种容器，可以是桶。缸箱或者是槽，他们去的海鲜餐厅有好吃的虾、鲑鱼和龙虾。虾就是 shrimp， 有的人会觉得这个字的发音很难，所以我们来练习一下 shrimp。鲑鱼就是 salmon， 这个字的 L 是不发音的，念成 salmon。Abby 喜欢的就是虾和鲑鱼 ，Abby likes shrimp and salmon。今天中午就有龙虾沙拉特餐。龙虾是 lobster. Taylor 问 Abby 喜不喜欢龙虾 ？Do you like lobster? Abby 她很喜欢龙虾。龙虾沙拉就是 lobster salad. Salad 是沙拉。The lunch special is lobster salad today.
Did you enjoy the aquarium, Alex?
Yes, I did. But my visit.Made me hungry.
It made you hungry? Why?
Because I love seafood.
Alex, those fish are beautiful. How can you think about eating them?
Because it's lunchtime, and I'm hungry. Do you know a good seafood restaurant?
Yes.Charlie's Fish House has great shrimp.
Well, yesterday we talked about the aquarium. That's a place with many different kinds of sea animals. It's like the zoo, but for animals that live under the water.
Well, today we are continuing our lesson about animals. Well,Sort of.
That's right. Alex got hungry after going to the aquarium. I think walking around made him hungry.
Well, no, I don't think that was it. He was seeing all those animals, all that seafood. Alex likes to eat seafood a lot. So, Anna, what is seafood?
Seafood is any meat that we eat from the sea.Fish, crab, or squid. These are some of the kinds of seafood.
Well, I did not grow up near the ocean, So I thought seafood did not taste good. It smelled funny too. But now I like it a lot. But how can Alex think about eating when he is at the aquarium?
Well, that's a good question, Peter. But like we said before, sometimes boys always think about food, right?
That is true. Well, friends, this is a great question to know. How can you think about something? Maybe you wake up in the morning and someone says, "I'm ready for bed." You can say, "How can you think about going to bed? The day just started."
That's a good example. Or maybe you are going on a big roller coaster and your friend says, "I want to take a nap." You can say, "How can you think about taking a nap?"
"Well, I'm ready for a little break."
Peter, how can you think about taking a break? We still have so much to learn. In fact, it's time to go to Conversation B.
Abby, do you like seafood?
I like some kinds of seafood. I like salmon and shrimp.
Do you like lobster?
I do, but lobster is pretty expensive.
The lunch special at Charlie's Fish House is lobster salad today.
How much is it?
The lobster salad is only $12.99.
Really? Let's go there for lunch.
Abby and Taylor are talking about different kinds of seafood. What seafood does Abby like?
Abby likes shrimp and salmon. Those are both really good. Salmon is a kind of fish. It is spelled differently than it sounds. So when you say the word, make sure to say salmon. There's no L sound.
Friends, do you like to eat salmon? What about shrimp? Which do you like more?
Hey, Peter, don't forget about lobster.
That's right. Friends, do you know what lobster is? It is very good, but it's pretty expensive. Normally, we have lobster just for a special dinner.
That's true, Peter. But maybe our friends can get some lobster today.
Lobster? Why do you say that?
Because Charlie's Fish House has a lunch special with lobster salad.
Ooh, that should be pretty good. Friends, do you eat salad? Salad has a lot of vegetables in it. Salads also have lettuce, usually a lot of lettuce, and other vegetables too, like carrots and tomatoes.
Well, I like some kinds of salads. And I like to add some other things to my salads, like eggs and cheese and nuts.
Great. Well, those are some things that you can put in your salad. Friends, let's talk about this word some more with Christina right now.
Abby 喜欢海鲜，她说 I like some kinds of seafood. 我们要介绍一下限定词 some。我们一般都把 some 解释成一些，所以后面所接的名词如果是可数名词的话，一定会用复数的。比如 I saw some flowers there， 或者是 There are some pens in the bag。但是 some 也可以用来表达某一个，后面接单数名词，比如 There must be some reason， 一定是有某个理由的。We are having dinner someplace in the city。这里的 some 都是某一个的意思。
Thanks, Christina. We use the word some like this when we are talking about a number of something, but we don't know exactly how much.
That's right. Well, friends, we've learned a lot, so let's take a short break right now. We'll be back right after this.
Let's talk in English.Every day. That's the way.
Welcome back from break, friends. Today we're talking about seafood, and I bet Peter is thinking about seafood.
Yes, I am. I was looking at a menu and reading some lunch specials. Okay, 3 shrimp for $6.99. What do you think about that?
That doesn't sound very cheap to me.
All right. There's another one here. A lobster soup for $2.99.
Lobster soup? I like that idea. Well, friends, it's time to go to Conversation C. Let's learn more about seafood.
Did you go to Charlie's Fish House for lunch, Alex?
I did. The seafood was delicious. But there were no fish tanks.
Fish tanks?
Seafood restaurants in Taipei have fish tanks. You can choose your own fish.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
Charlie's has all-you-can-eat crab legs on Fridays. Let's go next Friday.
Sure. I love crab.
Alex is much happier after eating lunch. He ate at Charlie's Fish House. He really wanted seafood.
Well, he saw so many fish at the aquarium, he got hungry and wanted to eat fish.
Fish is delicious. And Alex agrees. Delicious means something tastes really good. That lunch was delicious.
That's right. There are other words we use to say something is really good, like great, fantastic, and wonderful. These are words that can talk about many things, but delicious is a word we only use for food.
The food was delicious, but Alex was disappointed. Why?
There were no fish tanks at the restaurant. He likes seeing all the fish and choosing his own fish. That way, you know the fish is fresh.
Wow. Well, let's learn more about this word, tank, with Christina.
Tank 是今天的单字 ,fish tank 就是鱼缸。所以 tank 这个字用来表达一种容器，比如生活中常见的 water tank， 它可以指车子里的水箱，也可以指楼顶的水塔，或是 gas tank， 它可以是车子里的油箱，也可以用来指瓦斯桶，因为 gas 可以表示瓦斯或者是汽油。另外还有 air tank， 潜水的时候所背的这个氧气桶就可以叫做 air tank， 这样子说明你应该比较了解 tank 这个意思。另外我们讲到军用的坦克车其实也是 tank， 坦克车是直接从 tank 的发音翻译过来的。
Thank you, Christina. Oh, I mean, thank you.
Peter, that was a really bad joke. I want to forget about that.
Oh, come on. Thank you? Thank you? Get it?
Yeah, I get it, and it's not funny. I really want to forget about that with today's calendar phrase!
I forgot about that.
I forgot about that. 我忘了。
Did you bring your book?
Nope, I forgot about that.
Did you bring your pencil?
No, I forgot about that.
Did you bring your homework?
No, I forgot about that.
What did you bring?
My lunch.
You always remember that.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
I forgot about that. 我忘了。
I almost forgot about that calendar phrase. Thanks for remembering, Anna.
Peter, stop with that joke. Oh, I'm so sorry, friends. Well, We've learned a lot, and now it's time to review our keywords. Are you ready? Time to follow along.
Here's our first keyword today. Tank. Tank. Sam has lots of fish in his fish tank.
Shrimp. Shrimp. Shrimp are Jim's favorite seafood.
Salmon. Salmon. Salmon are big fish.
Lobster. Lobster. Tammy loves to eat lobster.
Salad. Salad. I like fresh vegetables in my salad. Well, friends, those are all the keywords we have for you today. And now it's time to take a look back at today's conversations one more time.
Did you enjoy the aquarium, Alex?
Yes, I did. But my visit made me hungry.
It made you hungry? Why?
Because I love seafood.
Alex, those fish are beautiful. How can you think about eating them?
Because it's lunchtime, and I'm hungry. Do you know a good seafood restaurant?
Yes. Charlie's Fish House has great shrimp. Abby, do you like seafood?
I like some kinds of seafood. I like salmon and shrimp.
Do you like lobster?
I do, but lobster is pretty expensive.
The lunch special at Charlie's Fish House is lobster salad today.
How much is it?
The lobster salad is only $12.99.
Really?
Let's go there for lunch.
Did you go to Charlie's Fish House for lunch, Alex?
I did. The seafood was delicious. But there were no fish tanks.
Fish tanks?
Seafood restaurants in Taipei have fish tanks. You can choose your own fish.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
Charlie's has all-you-can-eat crab legs on Fridays. Let's go next Friday.
Sure. I love crab.
I'm hungry, Monkey Man. Let's eat.
Well, I'm hungry too. Let's have seafood.
Seafood? Ooh!
Ginger, seafood is delicious. Do you want fish?
Fish from a fish tank?
No, fish from the grocery store.
No, I don't like fish.
Well, do you want shrimp?
Shrimp? No, I don't like shrimp.
Oh, how about salmon?
Salmon? No, I don't like salmon.
Oh, they have lobster. How about lobster?
No, I don't like lobster.
Do you want crab?
No, I don't like crab.
Ginger, what do you want?
Bananas?
Oh, I knew it.
It's so early. The sun isn't even up yet. I can't believe I agreed to go hiking with you.
But this is the best time of day to go. There aren't any people out yet.
I could still be in my bed right now.
Oh, Tony, stop complaining. Just stand here and enjoy the nice breeze.
I am too tired. I still haven't had my coffee yet. Oh, that's right. That's what I need, coffee.
Let's get some coffee.
Tony, we are hiking. How can you possibly coffee think, what am I trying to say?
Yes, Polly, what are you trying to say?
I don't remember how to say it. Where are you, Super Sentence Man?
It's too early in the morning for Super Sentence Man.
Super Sentence Man to the rescue! It is never too early for Super Sentence Man. Now, you are trying to say, how can you think about drinking coffee?
Exactly! Tony, how can you think about drinking coffee?
Well, I can always drink coffee.
Okay, well, just for fun. Polly, can you use this super sentence in another way?
Of course I can. How can you think about eating pizza?
How can you think about eating pizza? Great job! Now it is your turn, Tony.
Yes. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
How can you think about waking up so early in the morning?
How can you think about waking up so early in the morning?
Well, the mornings are always so beautiful.
And these are some super, super sentences. Okay, everyone together now, let's say it together. A super sentence every day will make your English great.
Thanks, Super Sentence Man. So, as I was saying, Tony, how can you think about drinking coffee? It's not even good for you.
Well, at least it would wake me up.
I have an idea. Let's finish our hike, and when we're done, we'll go get some tea.
I don't want tea. I want coffee.
Well, friends, today we talked about a lot of different animals that live in the sea. Salmon, shrimp, and lobster.
Yeah, those are seafood, and our friend Alex loves to eat all kinds of seafood. And we have our friend Abby. She likes some kinds of seafood.
What about you, friends? What is your favorite kind of seafood? You can ask a friend today. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.